Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. London-bound Air India plane with 242 people on board crashes near Ahmedabad Airport in Gujarat. 169 Indian, 53 British, 1 Canadian and 7 Portuguese nationals on board the ill-fated flight. Gujarat government urges victims' families to provide DNA samples for identification. Former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani among those killed in the crash. One survivor with minor injuries found. President, Vice President and Prime Minister express grief. Home Minister Amit Shah and Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu at crash site to oversee relief and rescue operations. Army and NDRF teams engaged in humanitarian assistance and disaster relief efforts. And IMD forecasts severe heat wave conditions in Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Jammu and Kashmir till Saturday. A London-bound Air India passenger plane carrying 242 people, including two pilots and 10 cabin crew members, crashed in the Meghani Nagar area near Ahmedabad Airport in Gujarat. Of the passengers, 169 are Indian nationals, 53 British nationals, 1 Canadian and 7 Portuguese nationals were on board flight number AI171, which was operating from Ahmedabad to London. Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil said that former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani lost his life in the incident.
हमारे नेता पूर्व मुख्यमंत्री श्री विजय रूपाणी भी इसी फ्लाइट में अपने परिवार को मिलने के लिए जा रहे थे। वो भी इस हादसा का शिकार हुए हैं। भगवान उनकी भी आत्मा को शांति दे। भाजपा परिवार में ये बहुत बड़ी खोट आई है।
One survivor with minor injuries has been found. He has been identified as Vishwas Kumar Ramesh, a British national. The injured were taken to the nearest hospitals. Gujarat government has made DNA testing arrangements at BJ Medical College, Ahmedabad, in view of the Air India plane crash incident. Families and close ones of the flight passengers, especially their parents and children, have been asked to submit the samples at the location to identify victims at the earliest. This was stated by Additional Chief Secretary in the Gujarat Health Department, Dhananjay Dwivedi, while talking to media. He added that around 50 injured people have been brought to the civil hospital, Ahmedabad, and they have been provided the best treatment. Mr. Dwivedi also said that the civil hospital has issued helpline numbers 63573738 31 and 63573738 41 for the relatives of the passengers and other injured.
फ्लाइट के जो पैसेंजर हैं, उनके जो नजदीक के सगे हैं, उनसे रिक्वेस्ट है कि डीएनए टेस्टिंग की व्यवस्था हम लोगों ने बीजे मेडिकल कॉलेज के कसौटी भवन में की है। आप सबसे अनुरोध है, खासतौर पे माता पिता अथवा उनके पुत्र पुत्री नजदीक के सगाओं में होते हैं कि आप डीएनए सैंपल के लिए कसौटी भवन में बनी हुई व्यवस्था पर अपने सैंपल दें, ताकि दुर्घटना के जो विक्टिम है उनका आइडेंटिफिकेशन जल्दी से हो सके। प्लेन के जो पैसेंजर थे उनके सगे संबंधियों के लिए मेडिकल कॉलेज बिल्डिंग में कसौटी भवन में वेटिंग एरिया की हम लोगों ने व्यवस्था की हुई है।
Let's now go live to Ahmedabad correspondent Aparna Khun for more updates. Aparna, what is the latest that you have on the plane crash?
Dear Abhishek, relief and rescue operations are going on since early afternoon. As we know that the crash site is surrounded by emergency personnel and dead bodies are being pulled out from the debris. The security agencies, including all the three wings of Indian Defence, NDRF, fire services, local police, are working round the clock. And Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu also visited the crash site and took stock of the rescue operations. Later, Mr. Shah also visited a trauma center at Civil Hospital and reviewed the conditions of the injured. As many as 50 injured are being treated at the Civil Hospital at present. The hospital is witnessing heavy crowd movement as both the relatives and the volunteers.
The person you are speaking with.
It seems we have lost connection with Aparna. We'll try to get back to her later. And moving on, the Ministry of Civil Aviation informed that an operational control room has been activated at the Ministry to coordinate all details, available at contact numbers 011-2461-0843 and 9650391859. It added that the Ministry is committed to a swift response and full support for all affected. A dedicated helpline number +91 99741 11327 has been set up at Ahmedabad Airport for passenger queries and assistance. Another passenger helpline 1-800-569-1444 has also been established by Air India to provide more information. Indian Army has deployed teams comprising approximately 130 personnel to assist civil administration in the ongoing humanitarian assistance and disaster relief efforts. Fire and police teams were rushed to the site immediately after receiving the alert. Three National Disaster Response Force NDRF teams comprising 90 personnel have been deployed from Gandhinagar to the crash site. Three more NDRF teams were moved from Vadodara. The injured have been shifted to Ahmedabad Civil Hospital for treatment. Further investigation is currently underway to determine the cause of the crash. Air India has said they are ascertaining the details. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the tragic plane crash in Ahmedabad. In a social media post, the President said that it is a heart-rending disaster and our thoughts and prayers are with the affected people. In a social media post, Vice President Dhankar said that in this moment of grief, the nation stands united in solidarity with the affected people. Prime Minister Modi has termed the flight crash as heartbreaking beyond words. Mr. Modi said he's in touch with ministers and authorities who are working to assist those affected. His thoughts are with everyone affected during this tragic hour. The Prime Minister spoke to Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu regarding the Air India flight crash. He took stock of the situation and asked them to proceed to Ahmedabad. Mr. Modi also directed them to ensure that all possible assistance is extended immediately to those affected by the air mishap. Home Minister Shah and Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu are at the crash site in Ahmedabad to oversee the rescue operations. Mr. Naidu said he is reviewing the ongoing rescue and relief operations.
Very tragic and very, very horrific. Even till now, I'm in a state of shock. Right now, I can only think about the passengers, their families, what they might be going through, and especially the civilians also who are there near the crash site. A lot of relief effort has been done already, right from Indian Army, NDRF, state police, medical departments, including aviation concerned departments. Everyone has attended immediately, the fire department. To the best of their abilities, they have been functioning here and doing the rescue operations, and we still have to find out the numbers. My condolences, my prayers, my thoughts with the families of the bereaved.
Central Industrial Security Forces said that its personnel immediately activated emergency protocols and rushed to the site following the crash. The CISF expressed solidarity with the victims and their families in this hour of grief. We also have with us our correspondent Suparna Saikia. Suparna, if you can hear me, what is the latest update you have for us?
Yes, Abhishek. The central government is closely monitoring the situation, and Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu are on the spot to take stock of the situation. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to both the union ministers and asked them to immediately rush to the crash site. All aviation and emergency response agencies have been directed to take swift and coordinated action on the ground. Indian Army teams comprising approximately 130 personnel have also been deployed to assist civil administration in the ongoing humanitarian assistance and disaster relief efforts along with paramilitary forces. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi, leaders across party lines as well as world leaders have poured in their condolences. Russian President Vladimir Putin, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, EU President Ursula von der Leyen, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese were among those who expressed grief and extended solidarity. Prime Minister of Canada Mark Carney expressed sadness, saying Canadian officials remain in close contact with counterparts in the wake of this tragedy. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has said the plane crash carrying many British nationals is devastating. Back to you, Abhishek.
Right. Thank you, Suparna, for that update. Moving on, some of the eyewitnesses described the incident.
ऑफिस से बाहर निकला तो मैंने देखा कि जोर से आवाज आया विंग्स का फिर पूरा धुआं धुआं भर गया यहां से भगदड़ मची उसके बाद आके ये देख रहे थे ये हादसा की स्थिति आने के बाद देखा कि पूरा मलबा बिखरा हुआ आग लगी है पूरा धुआं गुबारा है कुछ भी दिखाई नहीं दे रहा समझ में नहीं आ पा रहा था क्या है उसके बाद पता चला कि ये विंग्स गिरा हुआ है फ्लाइट वो किया और फिर प्रशासन ने चारों तरफ से घेर लिया जो वो पूरा बिल्डिंग है जो डॉक्टर रहते हैं उसमें।
मेरा नाम चंद्रकांत पाटिल है, मैं एक्चुअली अहमदाबाद से पुणे जा रहा था बाय इंडिगो। जब बोर्डिंग हुआ था मैं फ्लाइट के अंदर वॉक करते जा रहे थे, बट सामने बहुत बड़ा धुआं वगैरह दिख रहा था, बट उस टाइम मुझे ये नहीं मालूम था वो प्लेन कैसे था। वो वाईफाई मतलब इंटरनेट वगैरह सब चालू था, मोबाइल पे न्यूज आ गया, तब हमें पता चला कि वो फ्लाइट क्रैश हुआ।
Following the Air India flight crash, Indian Railways will run two special trains to facilitate passengers from Ahmedabad. One train will operate from Ahmedabad at 12 a.m. for Mumbai, another train from Ahmedabad at 11:30 p.m. for New Delhi. The British High Commission in India has issued a helpline number +44207008500 in view of the Ahmedabad plane crash. It has been issued to provide support to British nationals who require consular assistance. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The India Meteorological Department IMD has issued a red alert for heat waves in parts of Delhi and Punjab. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, IMD senior scientist Naresh Kumar said that severe heat wave conditions will continue in places over Jammu and Kashmir, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Punjab till Saturday.
पंजाब, हरियाणा, राजस्थान, एनसीआर दिल्ली के लिए हमने हीट वेव को लेकर रेड अलर्ट दे रखा है। टेम्परेचर वहाँ 47 डिग्री तक पहुंचे हुए हैं, स्पेसिफिकली साउथ पंजाब, साउथ हरियाणा, जहाँ नॉर्थ राजस्थान वहाँ इवन 48 तक टेम्परेचर हैं। इसको मद्देनजर रखते हुए हमने जहाँ रेड अलर्ट कर रखा है और ये कंडीशन 12 और 13 को और 14 और 15 को थोड़ा इम्प्रूवमेंट आने का पॉसिबिलिटी है।
External Affairs Ministry today said the meeting between the Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney on the sidelines of the G7 summit will offer opportunity to exchange views on bilateral and global issues. In a reply to the question on Mr. Modi's proposed visit to Canada to attend the G7 summit, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the Prime Minister received a call from the Canadian Prime Minister last week inviting him to the G7 summit.
The forthcoming meeting will offer an important opportunity for them to exchange views on bilateral and global issues and explore pathways to set or reset the relationship based on mutual respect, shared interests and sensitivity to each other's concerns. Our views on some of these have already been shared publicly in considerable detail.
In the FIH Hockey Pro League, Indian men's team today went down 1-2 to Argentina at the Wegener Hockey Stadium in Amstelveen, the Netherlands. This is the fourth consecutive defeat of the Indian team in the European League in Amstelveen. In the ICC Cricket World Test Championship final, Australia today bundled out South Africa for 138 and took a 74-run lead in the first innings of the match at Lord's Cricket Ground. Australian captain Pat Cummins produced a sensational 6-wicket haul to dismantle South Africa. In the second innings, Australia was 66 for 6 in 23.4 overs when reports last came in. Yesterday, South Africa restricted Australia to 212 runs on the first day of the match. Pacer Kagiso Rabada picked up 5 wickets. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. London-bound Air India plane with 242 people on board crashes near Ahmedabad Airport in Gujarat. 169 Indian, 53 British, 1 Canadian and 7 Portuguese nationals on board the ill-fated flight. Gujarat government urges victims' families to provide DNA samples for identification. Former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani among those killed in the crash. One survivor with minor injuries found. President, Vice President and Prime Minister express grief. Home Minister Amit Shah and Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu at crash site to oversee relief and rescue operations. Army and NDRF teams engaged in humanitarian assistance and disaster relief efforts. And IMD forecasts severe heat wave conditions in Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Jammu and Kashmir till Saturday. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.